Well, hello and welcome to What's Croppins. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there.
Hello, Ben.
Hi. Hi. How are you, Ronnie?
I'm okay. It's Monday here at Watch What Crappens. We just did a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip recap, and now we're on to Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion Part 1. As usual, if you want this on video, you can get that along with bonus episodes, ad-free listening, a free weekly newsletter, a bunch of stuff, a Discord server to hang out on. That's all at our Patreon, Watch What Crappens. No. Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. Also, tonight is Crappy Hour. We do that every other Monday at 5:30 Pacific time. Okay. So that's on YouTube and Patreon. It's free on both. So join us for that to chat Bravo headlines this evening. And today, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 17, Reunion Part 1.
Yes. Well, Atlanta always brings it for the reunion. This is no exception. And we begin with Andy going to Portia's dressing room, and she's feeling good about today. She's excited. It's like the pre-reunion, you know, like it's like the pre-show where he goes and says hi to everyone. And he's like, well, I kind of feel like it's possible for you to leave in a better place with pretty much everybody with the exception of Shamia. And she's like, yep, you'd be correct. Okay, great. Well, I will work my hardest to undermine that then.
And now we see Jarvis for the first time ever. Kelly's boyfriend, the teeth buyer, Jarvis.
Yes. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. We finally saw Jarvis, and that was it. It was like a quick flash. They had to stop the cameras. They had to stop everything. And then that was it. So then everyone's showing up on the set. The set is Scotland themed, like their mansion. So they all are wearing a lot of colors, like greens and et cetera, to match it. And Kelly is wearing a crazy dress that has like these big fake pearls that sort of go around it, up and around it at her. I hate it. So then
it looks like she's crawling out of a pearl hole, you know, it's a wire that goes all the way around her head. And Shamia's doing the same thing, but not with pearls. Hers also has a giant collar that goes around her whole head. So those two are still kind of copying each other. I think everybody looks great.
It's the same designer, by the way, because very shortly, Kelly says, I'm wearing a Lena Gershon. Or like, I forget what it was. Like, is it Gina Gershon? Whoever the lady was. So I looked her up. I was like, who designed this awful dress? Is this like a designer like who is well-regarded, etc.? Like, you know, I'm going to be like, yes, Galia Bahab or whatever her name was. And everyone's going to like come at me for be like, how could you make fun of this designer? She's so good. So I looked it up. And on her Instagram, at least as of last night, I did not look it up today, but it was so funny because, Shamia's reunion dress is by the same designer, and the designer put Shamia's look on her Instagram grid, but did not put Kelly's. I was like, oh, she did not like how it looked on Kelly, or she was not proud of that dress. That's for sure.
Yeah. Shamia's definitely looked better. I just wonder about all the stuff you're going to get that pearl thing going around your head caught on, you know.
She looked like she was in a basket and that was the handle. It looked like her breasts were having a thought and the thought bubble was on her back. It was like bloop, 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 bloop.
Well, I'm Andy Cohen, just hoping Mr. Clean and Papa Smurf don't catch any more strays today. So we're going to find out today whether there was a plot and a plan or if it was a scheme that Todd set up.
So Andy goes around the horn like, hi, Kelly. Hi, Shamia. And he gets the Phaedra, and we see that Phaedra had a full-on scene with Jasmine Crockett, and they did not include it in the show. I was like, how do you not include that? That's like, she's like a major politician in this country, and that's also like something for Phaedra to do. They really did not give Phaedra much to do this season. And like, that would have been an actually, I think, interesting scene at least. And they just didn't even air that. That's crazy. God,
you know, I love Jasmine Crockett. I went back to Texas just so I could be there in time to vote for my little Jasmine Crockett. I love her. And I know there's some, you know, every politician has problematic stuff, but I just love the way Jasmine Crockett goes in there and reads everybody for filth. It is.
Yes.
Iconic. It's iconic. I love her for it. She'd be a great housewife.
Yeah. And I think that this was a bit of a failure on Bravo's part. Like, she's also like, she's like an important person. And I think it would have been really cool to have seen that scene with Portia and Jasmine Crockett. And I think I would have liked that instead of like most things that we've watched Kelly do or Shamia. Like, how are we, like, how do they just cut that? That's like, I'm like, I actually feel like it's kind of offensive, quite frankly. I don't know. Maybe there's political pressure to not have that footage, or maybe like there was a mandate to not include politicians on the show or something, people who are running for office, you know, who knows. There's all sorts of crazy shit with the FCC right now, the way the FCC has gone after, you know, ABC and CBS. Maybe Peacock wants just, or NBC wants to stay out of it. But I think that was bullshit that they didn't show that scene in the main show.
Yeah. Well, they showed it here. So that's, I just needed a little, you know, I was good with it.
It was
so
great that they showed it.
Portia is going, not Portia, Phaedra is going to be running for office. And, you know, Heavenly's just at home like, I did it first. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
How did Heavenly do in that? Is she still running?
Let's see. Heavenly Kimes election results.
Daddy, she lost the Democratic primary on May 19th, 2026.
That's the, wow, so according to Ballotpedia,
she job keeping up with that.
Yeah, seriously.
She concedes. Dr. Heavenly Kimes has conceded after losing her primary election, coming in second place. She said they made history together. Supporters, we made history. She came in second to Rep. Jasmine Clark out of a pool of six. Well, hey, out of six, that's not so bad.
She looks like she got 21% of the so that's actually pretty good. Jasmine Clark got 61,000 votes, and Heavenly got 23,000. So, you know, that's not nothing. That's, I think, for a first time, you know, winner.
For a first run. Runner. Yeah, it's pretty good.
First run.
So then we say hi to Drew and talk about the work she's had done. She's like, oh, I've just got a little tweak here or there. Drew's had a facelift. It looks like. I think it's a facelift. And she looks great. You know, it's like, they just make it look so easy on these shows. It's like, I just got a facelift. And I can just think, ow, that, the whole face, you know? I'll get a little thing here or there, and it's painful, and I'm still crying months later. I'm like, ow, why, God, why? And they're just like, oh, yeah, between the time we shot and now, I've had a full facelift, and I'm fine. Let's keep talking shit.
Well, Beyonce once said something that I think we can all relate with. Pretty hurts. They're like, oh wow, Drew's also got a new booty, because now she's got her booties as big as Portia's. And Drew's like, well, it's not leaking, so that's good. And Kim Michelle's like, well, her mouth is leaking. So then more hellos. Hi Pinky, I know that you are vegan, but you had quite the meaty season. How are you feeling about your first season? She goes, she's like, well, it felt really good, and I don't ever want to hear the B word again. And the only B word I want to talk about is the fact that I'm having a baby.
Yep. So she's pregnant. Everyone's like, oh my God. Her mom's mad about it, but you know, she's thinking of naming her Bravisha. They're like, oh no, no, please don't. So before we dive in, we asked you to submit questions of your own regarding a fellow housewife that I'll be asking at some point tonight. Okay. Portia's like, hated it. So now we're talking about lesbian porn and lesbian porn experience conversations in Scotland. Angela, Phaedra, and Shamia, three of you have never had an experience with a woman, right?
And Angela's like, never. And Shamia says that she kissed a woman before. She's like in a movie. She goes, I even felt one up in a movie. So Andy is like, Drew, can you explain it? Can you please explain the pelvic floor situation? And so Drew walks us back through this wonderful moment on the show about the pelvic floor, about getting fingered by her physical therapist to keep the finger in the pelvic floor up and where it belongs.
Yeah, I still, you know, I'm still as perplexed as I was the first time. Drew's one of those people that you shouldn't ask questions that you really need answers to, because you don't, it doesn't really make much more sense the second time. So first special viewer question, Phaedra Parks from Atlanta wants to know, Drew, with all the recent controversy surrounding Black and his big white teeth, do you still want to be the love of his life? And I didn't get that, but we see a headline that says entrepreneur Black tatted, hit with lawsuits from three women claiming he turned their loans into luxury living. You guys, that is honestly the most shocking thing I've heard in a long time on out. Black is using women for their money. No, I never saw that coming.
I can't believe it. What is this world coming to now?
It's a shocker.
So Phaedra's like, do you still want to be chomped on by Black? And she's like, ugh. She's like, oh my God, Phaedra. And K. Michelle's like, chopped and scammed. So yeah, apparently Black has been scamming people, which I can't believe he found someone like Drew in his life. And but she is saying, you know, for the record, there's been no chomping on, but you know, I look forward to continuing to build a good friendship with Black, you know? And they're like, no, that's not a friendship. Okay, we know something's going on with you and him.
And you said that you loved him. It's like, what? What? She's giving that innocent face. Like, what are you guys talking about? So Shamia's like, yeah, you said that you loved him. She said, well, I never said I was in love, though, which is very different than loving someone. Being in love with someone, I feel, is another level. We just aren't there yet. Isn't that backwards? Isn't it where you're in love with someone and then you fall in love with somebody and then when you're sick of each other, you say, I love you, but I'm not still in love with you.
Yeah, exactly. So Andy's like, did you consummate your relationship? And she's like, no, we have not. I mean, everything is new. I mean, I sit before you just a few days freshly divorced officially. So everyone claps for her. And K. Michelle's like, that means I had sex. He never booked a hoe. And Phaedra's like, has he given you physical therapy? So Drew is still denying everything. And she's like, you know, I have kids. And I think coming out of my marriage, I'm like looking at someone also that could possibly, you know, meet my children one day. Obviously, Drew had whatever relationship she has with Black. She's obviously trying to hide it because of whatever custody issues she's going through with Ralph. That's my suspicion.
Yeah. And K. Michelle's like, well, he ain't the one to be in them kids' life. They're going to be running from the police. That's not the one for the kids at all. And Kelly starts cracking up. And she's like, but, you know, when I have my man, he's going to be sitting right behind me on this stage, okay? Okay? I just can't wait.
All right, well, Drew, it's been reported that Black is facing some legal issues. What can you tell us about that? She goes, well, it is just devastating because he is such a good guy. He's a successful business owner doing amazing things in our community. Have you ever seen someone give hookahs to the poor? Thank God for Black.
You know, it turns out hookahs make you less hungry. So he's really, really helping.
He's been an active member of the Leave No Child Behind program, you know, and we've had to answer the question, why are children bringing hookahs to school? And we just say, why not?
He's in charge of the community program, Leave Behind a Hookah. And it's really, really helped, Andy. Really helped. So Andy's like, well, Drew's saying, well, it's so devastating. He's just such a good person. And Andy asks Kay what her reaction to the news about Black is. And she's like, well, that's why I don't want to be connected with Black. Because one thing we do know about Black is he takes advantage of Black women and does take their money and do things like that.
And she's like, that is a heavy allegation. There has been no evidence provided, okay? And she's like, uh-huh. There has been a lot of evidence provided, though, Drew. She's like, well, it sounds like you've been talking to people behind the scenes, and I know that you did an endorsement deal for one of the people that's saying that, so you've been paid to say this, K. Michelle.
Drew accusing K. Michelle of talking to people behind the scenes, and her evidence for that is that Drew herself has been talking to people behind the scenes about K. Michelle's endorsement.
It's so silly. And so they're talking over each other nonstop. And she's like, well, you got an endorsement deal with somebody, and that's why you're talking about it. And then Kay takes everything. So like, she takes everything kind of the wrong way. And she's like,
I didn't do a hookah. I don't smoke no hookah. I got a voice. I sing. I don't smoke a hookah.
Because she's taking it like you're accusing me of smoking a hookah. And Drew's saying, no, I'm saying the people who filed a lawsuit against them, you did a collaboration for. And she's like,
well, nobody gave me a hookah. And nobody's given me a hookah. And I smoked one.
It's not the argument.
I don't do that.
And then Drew's like, but you have an endorsement deal. She's like,
for skincare.
She's like, so that's the person. She actually filed the lawsuit against him. That's the person we're talking about. So what I'm saying is, it sounds like you've been gossiping behind the scenes to even know that, because like no one saw this coming until it hit the internet. And Kelly is, Kelly's just muttering on the side. And K. Michelle's like, it's a lot of people that say that are being sued, that are sued. Okay, it's a whole, that was a whole shade room thing, the layout that they did. So Drew's like, but you for you to say that just told me everything I needed to know. I'm like, do you guys even know what you're arguing about anymore? It's that Black is a scammer. Don't. Yeah.
I literally don't, because they seem to be arguing about two different things, basically. And then we see another headline that says, Black Tatted facing lawsuits from Lala Milan and B. Marie. He played me. Dun, dun, dun.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So K. Michelle's like, yeah, everyone's DMing me about this man and what he does and the fact that he's on the run. He's living in Thailand.
She's like, what? He's in Thailand? No, he's not in Thailand.
No, that's just the name of the store he's in right now. It's men's fashion store. They sell ties.
So Julie's like, that's crazy.
This is the rich PayPal man. And I never heard of a man being rich on PayPal.
What? I don't know. Michelle says things that I don't always understand, but I feel like I appreciate the sentiment behind them and what she's trying for enough that they always make me laugh. I was like, I don't get it, but I'm laughing.
Yeah. And Drew's like, you better be cautious for your own karma not to regurgitate laws.
But honestly, when you put that on me, it was tried to put on me that I knew Black, and I did not need to have that put upon me.
She's like, I didn't, though. She says, yeah, you did, Drew.
But you have no evidence because that never happened, because you always do stuff off camera, Drew. It's always off camera. Okay. And we come on this show, and then when we come up on this show,
and then Drew pulls out a clacker. You know, like a scene clacker from a movie, and just pulls it out from behind her chair and starts clacking it and going, cut, cut. Oh, God.
Andy loves it.
I feel like if anybody else did this, I would be screaming at the TV. But with Drew, I'm like, yes. Yes, prop.
Yeah, it was good. Andy loved it. He loved it as a prop. He's like, that
round of applause for Drew. That was a great use of a prop. Amazing.
So, K. Michelle's like, okay, this is your moment.
Get it, girl. This is your moment. Get your girl. Get your moment, girl.
So then, and Portia's like, yeah, that prop really landed. They're all like complimenting her on her prop work.
That was a really good one. I say this as someone who was part of a scene whose prop changed the history of props on reunions.
Round of applause for Drew, everybody. That was pretty fun.
So let's see. So Shamia's like, can I ask a question? Did you invest in Black's business as well? And did he take money from you? She's like, absolutely not. That's another lie. Everybody knows I'm broke. I mean, we're on the blog. So to carry on narratives that are written in this sisterhood, we are sisters in a sisterhood and we need to stop.
Kelly's like, says the person who took a camera to my closed store and tried to put it on blast. Then we see the video of Drew being like, look at Kelly's store. Nana's Waffles is closed.
So, yeah, but to, in in Drew's defense, she's saying you guys are regurgitating things from the blog. And that wasn't an example of Drew regurgitating a blog. She was making content. She actually showed up to the restaurant herself. That was more like investigative journalism. So it's not the same thing.
Mm, yeah. And she basically is the Leslie Stahl of Atlanta.
Yeah. S-T-A-L-L.
She's just stalled out. So
she's
anyway,
just stalling all the time. Like, what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
She's a regular Cokie Roberts. R.I.P. Anyway, where were we? So Drew getting mad at Kelly about Kelly getting mad at Drew for doing that. And Drew's like, but you came from my music first. And like, you can't be mad when you get smoke and then don't get mad. And then like, don't be mad if I play a better game than you. And Kelly's like, I'm not mad about it. Let me tell you, I'm like very successful. Look at me. Would a non-successful person have a string of suspended pearls going over their head like the gateway to the Midwest? I don't think so.
Yeah, and Kelly's like, I've even put your song in some of my videos online, so I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, Delulu, okay. And Drew says, that's flip-floppy, okay, Sha-Kelly. Sha-Kelly, because you're basically a couple, Shami and Kelly. That's a good one.
And Kelly's like, why is Sha-Kelly? And Angela goes, I have to agree, which is so funny that Angela's like, Judge Angela has weighed in. I side with Drew. So Kelly is like, okay, P. Drewski with the P. Willie special. Stop it. Okay, Drew Bucks, see, because you drink Starbucks. See, you can have a couple name too. See, it works both ways.
Kelly just tries. You got to hand it to Kelly for just trying so hard all the time and just putting so much energy into it and really just failing. But, you know, she's giving it her all. That's for sure.
She does.
So Andy is like, Arizona from Arizona's says, Drew, you recently shared you had a procedure done. And the fans are saying that you look like one of your fellow housewives, Portia. And Portia, what do you say? And Kelly's like, that's the P special. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, Kelly, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Portia's like,
I will say this. Drew has always wanted to get something done to herself, and everybody in Atlanta does something to this stuff. And Kate Michelle's like, yeah, I've had a lot of falls, baby. Me too, yeah.
And everyone's talking about how they want to have a new ass, etc. And she's like,
she has a natural pancake over there.
So they're all going on. They're talking back and forth about like the butt, but they're also being like, but you look good. You look really good. You look good. You look good. And Drew's like, you know, I shared my journey to inspire women, and it's okay. I don't think we should body shame anyone or make them feel bad for doing it, which is then Kay is like, yeah, but you just sat there and mentioned a leaky booty. Like you made a direct reference to me.
You just thought you just opened talking about a leaky booty. Now what? It's like, okay, but you know, nobody blame me for putting it out there first. I mean, it won't land. I'm just letting you guys know. Don't body shame women. And Portia's like, yeah, everybody has a body. It's my favorite Portia. So Andy asks if Drop It With Drew's going to come back. And Portia's like, it's called Maintain With Drew.
Rolls right off the tongue. All right. Well, Joan from actress who was in Face Off Alan says, Angela, you had a lot to say about Shamia's body this season. Are you jealous of her body? Wow, we are still talking about bodies on this show. So Angela's like,
first of all, I've always paid Shamia compliments. Before I will be jealous of anybody, there's a long list before I'll make it to Shamia.
And Shamia's like, okay, well, I fill your mind. That's for sure. I stay on your mind, so I guess I'd just love to know why. I mean, are you calling her BBL Drew now because you called me BBL Shamia? And Angela's like, I said the bitch wanted us to see her BBL. I mean, I didn't say BBL Shamia. Don't put words in my mouth. You do that a lot. You do that a lot.
So Like, same difference, girl. No, I said, bitch, no. The bitch one, that's probably a little worse. You know, actually, because that sting's a little bit harder. She goes, it does. It landed. She goes, I don't have a BBL. I definitely got lipo on my waist, but not a BBL.
Okay, so liar. Okay, so now you guys.
Okay,
it's been half the episode. Let's move away from plastic surgery. Just kidding. So now there's another question about Kelly posting pre-surgery pictures of Drew online, and Kelly's like, "Well, I don't even follow Drew, but you know, it came across my timeline, and I just it was the before and after, so I just." You know, whatever. Shout out to the doctor. I mean, whoever did the work did an absolutely amazing job. You look great now, Drew.
And Portia's like, why are we shaming a natural body? And Drew's like, yeah, what are we doing? And Kay Michelle's like, well, there's a lot of things that have been shamed up here. And Kelly is like, well, we've all been shamed for something. And Portia's like, well, she had a baby, so of course she may have a little bit of a pooch, you know? So then Kelly's like, I had babies. I had four of them. So shout out to Lindsay Hubbard, because mom card is about to get played a few times by Kelly. And you know, she's really trying to play that mom card, and no one really cares. It's hilarious because she keeps on saying, I've pushed out four babies. And they all look at her like, we don't care. We all have babies too.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I never got my body done though. The only thing I got done was my boobs. And Drew says, you should get them undone. And so they start laughing, but you guys Drew are literally fighting about body shaming.
I know. Drew just said, we shouldn't be body shaming anyone. And now she's like, get your boobs undone because they're botched. But Kelly's like, well, I was breastfeeding four children. Just want to get that in there that she's still trying to make that card work.
Yeah. And she goes, but this was your second surgery, Drew. Okay. So it's not surgery shaming. It's like the number of surgeries. Listen, the first one's usually not the last for any of us. Okay. So cut the crap. Also, your housewives, it's just so natural to get your face done. I don't know why we're still fighting about this halfway through the show. So then, Globe from Trotters say the newbies in the group, what was your favorite moment of the season? And Pinky laughs and she says, my favorite was getting told off by Angela. And so we see that again. And they all crack up that she's got a good sense of humor about it. And then we go to Portia's fake dating storyline. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, here we go. So it's between Mike and Sway. And Portia was saying, you know, she didn't realize the impact of this whole thing. And, you know, she talks about Sway. And I genuinely think that, like, Portia seems happier than we've ever seen her before. It does seem like a difference in like her vibe. I think Portia has reached like her natural state. I think that maybe like she was barking up the wrong trees, and she just seems really, really happy. And she explains how what's nice is that like with men are competitive and they don't want to be outshone. So like Portia's like naturally more submissive in a relationship, but then like she can't be like her for full Portia-dom. Because the men feel insecure, but with Sway, like the gender roles aren't there like that. And it's like, she can just be her true self, which I think is wonderful. And I love this for her.
And even Miss Diane approves and says she would approve of a marriage.
I loved when she said something along the lines of like, I just, you know, what I feel like is that I'm about to just ascend. I was like, that's profound. I thought that was like a really lovely thing to say. Like, you're in a relationship where you're so happy. Like, I feel like I'm going to ascend. That was great.
Well, that's Portia. Profound. Profundity. It just comes. That's like the common thing that everybody says about Portia. That was profound. It is nice though, to see her happy. So then Andy's like, Jamia, what do you think of this? And she's like, well, I'm very happy for Portia. I want Portia to be loved and find love. And there's something to be said for even having family support and, you know, happy pride, Portia. Happy pride. And Portia's like, whatever. She ignores her.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, Garlic from Knots says, Drew, you told Portia she's living your life. Was that your way of admitting that you were dating a woman? The question that's on all of America's mind.
And Kelly's like, oh, she does everything she does. And Drew says, you know, going through what I'm going through, there are things that I see in some ladies, which I share with Kelly too. Like, I'm inspired to see how they're moving on. And that's what I meant. And Portia's like, yeah, that's all she meant. And Kelly says, she wants to be swayed to the other side.
It's just, that's the pearls is too much. So Andy is like, he's like, well, that divorce is vitalized. How are you and Ralph getting along? And Drew's saying, well, you know, it's all very fresh. And like, I can say, like, at the point you just get tired of fighting. Like, we're just really trying to focus on our kids right now. It's like, okay. And I read that Ralph has the primary custody during the school year. Do you want to cry right now? I will keep asking you questions until you cry.
And she's like, well, we are in a lawsuit, so I cannot discuss that. And they're like, Phaedra. And Phaedra's like the great explainer today. Every time something comes up, Phaedra's like, well, here's how it works. Whoever the primary custodial parent is due child support. Thank you for joining Phaedra. Phaedra, law with Phaedra. And Portia's like, yeah, like mine. I'm primary, you know, 265 days a year. They laugh. Like, ha ha ha, so Portia classic line.
Throwback.
So, yeah, so Tris from Kit says, Ralph posted about being happy about the divorce settlement. Portia, what do you think of Ralph thanking Dennis for helping him find his lawyer, Precious? And we see a shady text saying, at Dennis, thank you for connecting me with Precious. She did everything you said she would, just like she helped you get joint physical custody.
Yeah, and Portia is like,
prick.
Yeah, that is a prick move, especially for a guy who is like trying to fashion himself as an expert in being a step parent, and you're writing these nasty things. And Portia was like,
well, tell him he can kiss my ass, because he actually tried to make it seem like Dennis had to fight me for Pilar's time, and I thought that was nasty as hell.
Which is true. Like, don't drag that shit into your, like, no, you don't do that. And so,
all right, well, we from Thins says, Kelly, you referred to Portia's home as Simon's house. Are you jealous that she received a better divorce settlement than you? And I'd also like to add, ha.
Kelly says, I would never be jealous. And Portia's like, you shouldn't worry about Simon's house when you're living in Jamia's house. She goes, now, wait a minute. Hold up, honey boo boo. And she's like, why are you worried about Simon's house? And she's like, hold up, honey boo boo. Let's be very clear. I stayed in Shamia's house for 2 weeks until my home was ready. She goes, yeah, but you were out of your house, and that's the point. She's like, I chose to be out of my house. It's like, no. You
also
didn't.
Please don't steal Karen Huger's tagline.
Let me be very clear.
I feel like she's the one who gets to say that. I know it's like not necessarily associated with her, like it's not officially her line and everyone can say that. But honestly, I think if you're on Bravo, that's for Karen to say.
Let me be very clear about this, Giselle.
So Kelly is like, yeah, I was only there for 2 weeks, so let's not get wild over this. And
so Portia's like, well, you call it Simon's house, but I've been paying for it and maintaining it. And she goes, well, I'm glad you're paying Simon's bills then. And she's like, you shouldn't be discrediting women while you're looking for support. You just were making fun of her for losing her house.
That's true. And then Kelly's like, is your name on the deed? Is your name on the deed? And Portia's like, what are you talking about? She's like, is your name on the deed? Is your name?
I pay the bills.
But is your name on the deed? I pay the bills. So basically, clearly Portia does not own this house, but who cares? It's still her house. As far
she
as
does me. Now.
No one care.
By she the does? Way, she just, yeah, she does now. She won it.
Good.
Court battle. So now Andy's like, okay, stop fighting, please. And Kelly's like, I live in my house. Don't worry about me. Why don't you sell a house? And Angela's like, wait a minute. I live in a 2 million plus house. What about, why are you coming for me? She's like, oh, just sell a house there because there was just a foreclosure. And she's like, oh, I don't have to sell a house and I'm still good. Portia's like, you literally got kicked out of your townhouse, Kelly. What do you... Kelly does have... big stones.
She does. So then eventually Angela just starts saying, I didn't borrow money from Gary. You did, baby. And Andy's like, who's Gary? Kelly's like, yeah, who's Gary? Gary's suing you, babe. Bam, baby. So Andy's just like, whatever. It's like, what, baby? You got $20,000, $20,000 lawsuits. She's like, Gary's suing you. And finally Andy gets the little clapperboard and he's like, cut.
Really great prop. Even I'm using it. Great job, Drew. Another round of applause for Drew and her prop work, everyone.
I love that Angela's always got some new man to be bringing into some mess. Like, you're being sued by Gary, baby.
She does. She's really good at just this George, Gary, Junebug. She's just going to pull out a name. You never know what it's going to be.
It is Gary L. Tolliver, who filed a Fulton County lawsuit in 2026 claiming Kelly owes over $63,000 on unpaid personal and business loans intended for her restaurant, Nana's Chicken and Waffles.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Portia made things official with Sway, but was anyone else here shocked when Portia made this announcement?
And K. Michelle was shocked. You know, and she's like,
because I was trying to push her, you know, to like Mike, because like Portia's gonna have like a new baby, and like, yeah, she likes you, and like, you know, she had to pull me up to the side and say like, hey, I don't like him like that, Kay.
And he was like, yeah, I mean, he did say that he loved you. Was that the first time you had heard that? And Portia's like, yeah, because he said that he had told his dad about me, and like that. That he like has been falling in love with me for a long time. And that's when I was like, oh, okay, I need to make a decision. I'm like, but it was all romance. Like, I don't understand. Like, we are still trying to make us believe that you guys actually hung out outside of the camera time, that he was in love with you. Cause I don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Portia's gonna storyline. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Mike got upset because she announced on Instagram and, you know, that was the wrong way to do it. And now the question is to Phaedra for saying in her confessional that Portia wouldn't be dating a broke person, or like she'll date someone as long as they have money in the bank. And Phaedra's like, well, I don't believe Portia's going to date a broke person because who would? But Portia and Sway, I love their relationship. And we've gone on double dates. And Andy says, who was the fourth? And Kelly's like, was it a female or a male? Who cares? Like, this cast being like, oh my God, we're so proud of Portia. This is amazing. Portia's out of the closet and still trying to diss each other constantly with was it a woman?
Well, she also said, you two dated the same guy at one point. Who was that?
And basically, it was Mike. Phaedra and Portia both dated Mike at different times, and they were gonna not bring it up. But you know, it came out. And Andy, it's so fun. Andy goes, okay, well, Phaedra, I mean, that would have been interesting to hear during the season. He's like, hey, you're on this show. You're supposed to be sharing stuff. So that way you could have had a storyline this season instead of just, you know, holding a Reiki class and blowing on a recorder.
Yeah. So then K. Michelle brings it around to herself. She's like, oh, yeah, she's just going to keep a little nugget in her pocket. You know, that's how I feel. I feel like if we're going to be friends, you should tell me. Portia's like, but she did tell me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Because, like, when it came to me and you, Portia, I feel like we're coming into a friend group and we're being friends. And you know this man is here, Nosh.
We find out that this is the man that K. Michelle has been upset that Portia also dated one time.
And she's like, yeah, he's telling me that y'all are dating. And then I felt like that put a barrier in that friendship. And, you know, I wanted that friendship to grow.
And she's like, hey, Michelle, you're a married woman. Why would I tell you about somebody that I dated in the past? Like, I don't even talk to that guy anymore.
Yeah. But gay Michelle's like whipped herself into a frenzy again. And she's like,
I hear you say that you're not dating him. So like, that's, I get what you're saying and everything. And like, you just like, I don't know, like that's where I should have like learned from the season. Cause I don't listen to no man about what's going on. I mean, if I was bringing you into something and I know what some of the rumors that you had encountered with, I would have said, hey, you know what? I know you don't know what's going on, but this is a messy bitch. You should know about this, whatever.
Or just like, I don't. Like, why would I bring this up? I'm not, there's no reason for me to bring this up with you.
She's like, well, that's probably about, that's just a lot. Like, you should tell me all this.
Okay, Michelle whipping herself into a frenzy again.
Yeah, and it's even weirder because later in the episode, they're like, where did you hear that from, K. Michelle? She's like, Nosh. Okay, so you're still talking to Nosh, but you're mad that Portia dated her. Whatever. So she's like, and you're trying to get me, and now you're dealing with some man. And she's like, stop saying dealing with the man. What are you talking about? She's like, well, there's probably about four of them, so let me just pick which one I'm talking about. And Portia's like, oh, yeah, there's four more K. Michelles than that. Which one am I dealing with right now?
She goes, let me decide.
Portia's like, you know, and also like, you know, you go online and you say, you say, fuck me in an interview. She's basically like, you know, we do a scene and everything's fine. And then you talk shit about me behind my back. And Kimmy, she goes,
you're hurt by that.
She goes, well, I don't give a fuck about it. Because
okay, well then let it go.
Just no, what I'm saying is it's I'm going to keep my eye on her. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know? So she's just like, well, I don't understand why you do this. You're like, I never meant to insult you. I never meant to hurt you. I would never use your miscarriage against you. And you said I said that and you got upset at me, basically.
She's like, yeah, you say, well, thank you for telling me that. And then you go right back online again. Like I said, you didn't almost die. It's like, who am I dealing with? Is it the one that forgives or the one that doesn't forgive? And she's like, you can't even pay attention to what you were being fed in that interview. I did not go in on you. Okay. Now, you know, you're pretending that I'm sitting there bashing you. That's what he did. That's what he did. Nosh did that. He led you right into that.
Wait, is she saying Nosh here? Or the interview? She's probably basically, they're sort of like relitigating all this stuff. And at one point, K. Michelle sort of, gets to the thing that annoyed her, which is that when Portia said, oh my God, was it a miscarriage? She was like, it wasn't, but what if it had been? Like, that would have been like really insensitive to say. She was like, you could have hurt me. So,
they well, that basically, was tacky as fuck for Portia to say that. But, you know, you guys got over this so long ago. It's like, why? And Portia's saying, but I'm someone who's been through that. And when I heard you say that was my first thought. Like, I didn't know there was a leaky butt. What do you want from me?
And basically, K. Michelle just is like, your PR training is off. And Portia's like, I don't do PR training. I'm just like being me. My, like, you know, whatever. It's like, and she's like, I have lived. So I don't need PR because I have lived. She's like,
oh, you've lived a lot of lives. You've lived a lot of them.
She goes, and so is your body. And she goes,
oh, okay. She goes, okay. Well, you need to close your glory hole. That's what you need to do. Close that mouth and all the things that come up in it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Portia, who is just railing against body shaming, is like, your body's had a lot of lives. So now they're fighting about glory holes. And now everybody's just confused because it's nonsensical. And so K. Michelle's like, well, the thing about it is we know about you, honey. And Portia's like, oh, please, you stopped getting to know me when you started getting to know Kelly, Shamia, and Pinky. So whatever. We all saw it happen. Bye.
Yeah. And just like, okay, well, we're going to get to Kate's feelings of scorn and betrayal and plotting in just a little bit. So now let's get to the K. Michelle segment where we're going to talk about her feelings of scorn and betrayal and plotting. I was like, okay, nice delay there. So then K. Michelle is saying how it's all been like an experience, and she knew that coming on the show, there'd be a lot of arguing, but she didn't know that by the end of the season, she would, I think, feel some affection towards a bunch of them.
Yeah. So they're talking about her man wearing underwear under his scrubs. And she talks about cheating. She says, well, I would never break up with him because of cheating, because I've caught him cheating and he's caught me doing some things. And we've taken breaks, but I'm never going to leave him over cheating. And Andy says, so is that an open relationship? And she's like, no, because I don't need to know. All men cheat.
So then Andy's kind of like, wow, are you a gay man? So he's like, yeah, you know what? He's like, I do think that gay men have a little bit more relaxed attitude about sex and everything. And, you know, Portia's like,
wait, are you saying that you're in an open relationship also?
He's like, what? Am I on the couch? What? That's crazy. So anyway, K. Michelle's just like,
this is the interesting part in this, is K. Michelle's kind of thinking behind like the open relationship is she's like, well, you know, the women up here, we do so much. Like, we go through all these surgeries. And so if we're going to go through all these surgeries, there's repercussions. Like, there's healing time and then there's all this stuff. And that guy's going to be horny. So if I'm going to be getting surgeries all the time, I have to, like, you know, accept the fact that he's going to go fuck other women. I was like, what?
That's a weird line of logic.
That is such an odd line of logic. But, you know, whatever works for you.
And then Shamia is, and she's like, yeah, we do all this stuff to our bodies and there's repercussions. And Shamia goes, absolutely. And I mean, we all have our disses. And when we go back and forth, and Drew, when you said that K. Michelle was leaking, I feel like that was hurtful. So Shamia just jumping in and
Shamia,
turning it back into that whole thing. She's like, you were taking a shot at her. And Angela's like, Shamia, you're the last person who should talk about anybody. She's like, I'm not talking to you. I'll get to you later. She goes, well, I'm talking to you because you said it to Drew, and now I'm talking to you. She's like, well, I just feel like that's the thing in this friend group. The double standards, like how one person can say something is a...
Angela's like, see, this is like the cease and desist. You know, I can't say that. And she goes, oh, we'll talk about that. So Shamia's like, you see, it's like how she just jumped in. Nobody's talking to her. Exactly, Shamia. Nobody was talking to you. That's the whole point.
Exactly. You know, so this goes on for a little bit. And K. Michelle says it's been very surface with Drew. They have a very surface relationship. And Drew's like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, when you were coming into the group, I didn't know you, Kimberly, and I was looking forward to getting to know you. So I put everything that I ever heard aside just to experience you. And from day one, you were coming for me for things that I still don't have answers about. And that's kind of true, I will say, in Drew's defense. K. Michelle was punching down on Drew from the very beginning. Now, was it entertaining to me? Absolutely. But Drew does sort of have a point on this, I think.
Yeah, K. Michelle's really fun to watch, and I love her personality, and she makes me laugh a lot, but she's off her rocker most of the time. Like, her fights and everything she picks with people are just Looney Tunes. Like, this whole thing, she going back and forth with Portia didn't even make any sense. And I love that Portia just kept going anyway. Like, well, just because you're not going to make sense doesn't mean I'm going to give this up. So K. Michelle's like, stop being a victim, Drew. No one's bullying you. You are not the victim here. But of course, then K. Michelle is going to go on to complain about how she's always bullied and bullied by women and stuff like that. So now the story, K. Michelle, your story about cosmetic surgery really resonated with fans. Okay, guys, it's almost an entire hour about people's plastic surgeries.
Well, in this case, Andy is like, why didn't you sue this person? And she's like, yeah, I knew he was unlicensed and I did it anyway. And they talk about how there's like a lot of like underground procedures that happen in Atlanta.
I'm here to explain. It's me, Phaedra, the explainer. A lot of people in Atlanta will go to unlicensed doctors to get their fillers. And, you know, you see a celebrity do it, you think it's going to work out, but then it doesn't. Thank you. This has been a Phaedra Law Corner.
Yeah, and K. Michelle basically is like, yeah, celebrities went to the sky and everything. And so, you know, and if a celebrity does it, it usually means it's okay to do yourself. So, and then Andy's like, well, okay, you did have a rocky start. I mean, by the end of the season, you seem to trust the ladies more. What do you take away from this experience? So she says that she's learning how to socialize with women and, you know, like, you know, you have to put yourself in situations that show if you can really forgive and move forward. And it's something like that this show has done for her. And Phaedra's like, yeah.
It's me, Phaedra, to explain things. K. Michelle has had bad experiences with women, which can lead to PTSD. And when you come into this type of platform, you can be triggered. Thank you. It's Phaedra Law Corner.
Phaedra just popping in every once in a while to explain what's going on was cracking me up. So he asked what she would have done differently. And she said, I would have allowed for things to take place instead of trying to get in front of them. And I would have not listened to what outsiders were telling me about, you know, what are you huffing and puffing about over there, Portia? And she's like, because your experiences were altered because you're listening to somebody else, you know? And I felt like everybody was against me for a few years. And then there was someone new here. And I was like, this is great. I have like a fresh start with somebody. It's like, well, you know, there was nothing no one up here could do and move me any type of way.
Yeah. And so she has regrets that she came in pretty paranoid. And I think Portia was being, she was like, it's sad. It's just sad that this is your journey, you know? So everyone's like, yeah, that is sad. Like, well, you know, if you knew people, wouldn't that be normal for them to be like, hey, what's a Tian K. Michelle, by the way? Because, you know, K. Michelle was upset that some people talked to bloggers and asked about bloggers and everything. And, or that like Portia may have done that. So K. Michelle's like,
yeah, I mean, I didn't call people to say, how is Portia behind the scenes? How is Phaedra? I didn't do that.
It's like, yeah, but like, can you tell us the people who were doing that? She's,
well, I got stuff from Nosh. And even, and there was also a hairdresser. And I know this group about this friendship. And like, we just can't sit up here and act like people don't go pull things on each other.
I'm like, but if you're talking to Nosh and you're talking to the hairdresser about what people said to you, that also means that you're talking to them about what other people are doing. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like, you can't complain about other people checking in on them when you yourself are, if you're receiving the information, you're complicit in the off-camera chatter.
But also to go through this whole season of her being like, oh, my God, you were saying that you're going to plot and plan. You're going to do this whole thing about me. And then for it to turn out that someone that Portia asked Nosh, like, oh, what's the tea with K. Michelle? Like, what's she like? That's not weird. For if I know someone new is coming in, you ask people like, oh, have you heard of her? What's her deal? So to find out that it's also innocent and it's made her this nuts the whole season is really weird. And so Andy's like, okay, the viewers see it as you having a problem and then running off on Twitter and, you know, starting shit on Twitter. And she's like, well, I'll definitely own that I've had more experiences off camera than on camera. But for over 10 years, any thoughts of random situations within me, I've tweeted them. Good, bad, you know, there's no change. But I guess instead of tweeting, I should have just sat there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Andy's like, well, you seem really sensitive. I mean, why did you take Portia's miscarriage comment to shading her? And I guess this is where she was like, you know, what would have happened if I did have a miscarriage? It would have been terrible. And Portia's like, yeah, but like, I have gone through that myself. Okay, this is a safe space. Like, it was safe for you. And she's like, well, it's my first time being with Phaedra and Cynthia. And like the first thing that comes out of the random people on the other side of the wall is like, do you have a miscarriage? And Portia's like, but I represent the March of Dimes. My daughter's a rainbow baby. You know, like this is, but she's like, I apologize. I really, really apologize. I never meant it to be that way. And K. Michelle accepts it. And she goes, you know, and in that moment, you know, when I'm speaking about it, I was speaking about what it was like, how I felt in that moment. And then they're like, oh, so when you're tweeting, you're just tweeting as if you're back in that moment. You're not responding in present day. She's like, yeah, I just pretend I'm back in that moment when I tweet. And everyone's like, oh, we didn't realize that.
Portia's like, oh, so you're saying you were tweeting like you were in the confessionals. And Andy's like, yeah, can I give you some advice? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. Everyone was confused.
It is kind of normal, though, when the show's airing, everybody kind of relitigates on Twitter whatever they're pissed off about. It's just that hers go off the rails. You know, you're like, what are you even talking about? So Andy brings up another question. Saul from Teen says, K. Michelle, do you ever feel like you rushed into making friends with Shamia, Kelly, and Pinky and didn't give the other ladies a chance? And she goes, well, golly.
So she's like, well, I mean, I feel like when I had to go to the hospital, Shamia was the first one to show up. I mean, I don't know that Portia was on her way.
And Portia's like, well, I should have put the pedal onto the motherfucking metal then. Sorry. So she's like,
no, I still would have loved them for who they are. And I always try to take up for someone that I feel like people, you know, they're bullied because, you know, she feels teamed up on.
And Angela's like, against what?
Well, she feels like things are going on. I'm just trying to stand as a real friend, you know?
And Shamia says, I never asked you to. She says, well, she didn't ask me anything. That's just my character. So Drew Sidora has a question for Shamia. Drew wants to know, what exactly was your intention in telling Kay Michelle the women didn't want to be friends with her? Do you realize that kind of comment can influence someone's perception before they've even had a chance to meet the group? And Shamia's like, okay, yes, but the women Kay is speaking about are not part of the friend group. So see what? So why were you guys making it sound like it was okay. People in the group?
Okay, so we got a very helpful email from someone today who was like, let me help you guys with some context about Kay Michelle and like her whole situation with Love and Hip Hop, which is that she was basically antagonized by Rashida, who was on Love and Hip Hop and who was on since the beginning. She was like one of the OGs of Love and Hip Hop. And they feuded for a long time. And when Kay Michelle said that she was in an abusive relationship, that Rashida not only didn't believe Kay Michelle, she took the boyfriend's side and went out of her way to make Kay Michelle look like she was lying. And but Kay Michelle was proven to be like what she was saying was not a lie whatsoever. But Rashida never apologized and still doubled down. And Rashida is friends with is friends with Candy. And that's caused some complications here. And so the women that Kay and Shamia are referring to at the end of tonight's reunion episode, this is the quote from the email, the women that Kay and Shamia refer to at the end of tonight's reunion episode, that's Rashida here. And so that's what informs all this. And thank you for anticipating that we'd be getting to this part of the reunion and be like, but what? Thank you for filling in the gaps.
Well, I understood what she was saying. Because Shamia says, you know, I wasn't talking about these ladies. I was talking about the other group of ladies that Kay Michelle felt traumatized with all that time ago. And Candy hangs out with them. And I was going to go hang out with Candy. And I'm also friends with those ladies. So that's why I was saying none of that group wants me to be friends with you. But why would the show make it sound like this was all, you know, Kelly or whoever on this cast making it say it? It just seems like kind of pulling wool over our eyes. And, you know?
Yeah. So
why
Andy
didn't we know
is,
this? It's a whole group of other people.
It's a profound question. So Andy is like, well, Shamia, let me ask you this. In a recent interview, you said that there were some off-camera events that happened between you and Kay Michelle. What happened? And Shamia's like, I'll let Kay speak on it. So Kay is like, well, you're the one who ran and told. She's like, no, you're the one who ran and told.
She said, I didn't.
No, you did.
I didn't.
You did.
Okay, well, I feel like this is about to open a huge can of worms, so we're going to take a quick break, and Cynthia Bailey, Miss Cheekbones, will be here when we get back. Cynthia Bailey!
To be continued. So Cynthia Bailey is our cliffhanger. What is Cynthia going to say about this can of worms?
TBC. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here with us. We will talk to you next time. Have a good one.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a
Spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's Share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, What, Why, Where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's Get Savage with Laura Wildman.
In the Study with a Candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger That, it's Marlis Rogers.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's Our Princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a Pose, it's Tori Rose.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.